From the WBBM Newsroom at News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Pat Cassidy. The release of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller has left Congress with tough choices. Republicans would like to move on after President Trump declared victory. Meanwhile, Democrats are debating how hard to pursue investigations of the president, including whether to consider impeachment proceedings. Our religious service last night began 3 days of commemorative events, marking the 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado. Meanwhile, the community is awaiting more details on what led an 18-year-old Florida woman, allegedly infatuated with a shooting, to buy a shotgun and kill herself on Wednesday. A fragment reportedly from the crown of thorns worn by Jesus from a larger relic saved during the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral this week will be on display at a Chicago church today. St. John Cadius will display the 2.5-inch sliver of wood encased in an elaborate gold vessel on its altar. Tonight's annual Good Friday ritual in Rome will draw thousands of pilgrims and tourists. Pope Francis will attend an early evening prayer service at the Vatican before heading to the famous Colosseum, where a lightweight crucifix will be carried in by a procession of the faithful. Chicago Symphony Orchestra has canceled scheduled concerts through April 30th because of the musicians' ongoing strike, and McDonald's is ditching its line of signature crafted recipes and will instead focus on enhancing its line of quarter pounders. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for the most up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just look for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.